Comsec Report with Steve Daglio.
Tell you what, it's been a while since we got to play that. Hello, Steve.
Hello, mate. How are you?
I'm well. Memories, mate. Memories of a past gone. How are you? Well, that's good. How was your weekend?
Look, it was good. It was a long weekend and got to get back to work with some massive losses.
Yeah, the headlines are all over the place. Sorry, I talked over you. The headlines are all over the place. I want to ask you, how's your pussycat?
It's good. I've got two of them. I've got a son now as well.
Jeez, expanding.
Yeah, I'm expanding the family. Exactly right. I've got three kids now.
Okay, let's talk. The ASX. Make the headlines. ASX plunging more than 5% as global stock markets are smashed. That's one headline I've got here. What's happened today, Steve?
Look, the market's down 4.5% today. So we've improved a bit from that headline. Those levels that you just mentioned, but we're still down very heavily. It still is one of the worst days we've had since the early stage of the pandemic. You know, we've hit the worst levels in about 16 months as well. And, you know, from the peaks that we hit back in April this year, the market's dropped about 13%. So some really heavy decline. The main reason is, firstly, that we've returned from a long weekend and we're playing catch up with the rest of the world, because the US market fell by close to 4% last night. But in 2 days has fallen by about 7%, and in 4 days has dropped almost 10%. Some very heavy declines. It was one of the worst weeks since the early part of this year in the United States. The catalyst, especially on Friday night, was an update on inflation in the United States, which basically showed that there was a broad lift in prices, stronger than expected. Fuel prices in the past year in the US are up about 50%. Prices for cars up about 13 to 16%. Electricity is up about 15%. Food prices are up, you know, in the order of 12 to 15% as well. The reason why this has rattled markets, firstly, is that there was the hope that inflation might be peaking in America and perhaps is falling back from the highest levels in four decades, and that could have certainly helped to calm markets, which have been already, you know, on edge. And this week there's going to be an important update on interest rates in America. So first thing Thursday morning, the Federal Reserve is going to make a decision on what it does with rates there. The most powerful central bank in the world, the largest economy. So what happens there plays a big makes a big difference. So there could be a lift of 0.75% in interest rates in America, potentially. That's what markets are starting to think is a possibility. This time last week, markets thought there would be a 0.5% lift. So that inflation report really has made all the difference. And, you know, it's part of the reason why those big declines in the US have just rubbed off onto what we're seeing in Australia today.
If those interest rates go up 0.75%, what will that do to the market here?
It's hard to tell exactly. I think at the moment markets are starting to, you know, to move like they're expecting that as a risk. So they're kind of already starting to price that in. So a lot of that's going to depend on what happens, you know, in coming days on our share market, and how the US market does tonight as well. So at the moment, there are signs that the American market are a long way off still from the open, but there are signs that it could get off to a little bit more of a, you know, calmer start than what we've seen in recent days. We also get some other things to watch this week as well, not just that interest rate meeting, but there's an update on jobs in Australia on Thursday. You know, there's an expectation that unemployment could hit the best level since the early 1970s or around the mid-1970s, 1974. So we could see the unemployment rate hit 3.8%. So we're at that point now where any updates on our economy, which are particularly strong and surprised to the upside, that could be seen as, you know, again, could move the conversation onto more aggressive rate hikes here in Australia. So we'll see. But, yeah, there's some of the things to watch. But we also have lockdowns in parts of China again. You know, about a week ago, they basically came out of those lockdowns and restrictions, our largest trading partner. And now in the past couple of days, you know, at least a few districts of Shanghai re-entered lockdowns. And now there are a few restrictions in Beijing as well, with certain sporting events being put on hold, the return back to schools being delayed. So these are all things that can rattle markets, you know, create like an additional push low potentially for markets. So there's a lot going on at the moment.
You said we were playing catch up with what's happened in the States.
Yep.
Does this mean, Steve, that there's possibly more fall in our ASX to come?
Look, potentially. I mean, this is always difficult to predict where we're going to go, because we've already, as I said, we've fallen 13% since April. You know, our market actually just had its worst week since April 2020. So over 4% last week. You know, we're at a 16-month low as well. But there is a possibility. I mean, now it's going to come down to some of those risks that I've just mentioned. You know, what happens in China with COVID? Tomorrow, it's actually the busiest day of the month for updates on its economy as well. So that will be watched quite closely. But these lockdowns complicate things as far as visibility as to what's actually going on there. And then that interest rate decision is certainly going to be the big driver of markets around the world. So if that rattles global markets like US, Europe, Asia, that tends to be something that's difficult for us to shake off.
What stocks have been affected the most and why?
Yeah, so across our market, today at least, we've got all 11 sectors of the Aussie share market down. And out of the 200 biggest stocks on our market, there are like two that are up. So, and then they're not lifting much. You know what I mean? They're very modest improvements. One of them is Endeavour Drinks. So the alcohol retailer, you know, it's behind Dan Murphy's and BWS. So, you know, having said that, it's now in negative territory as well. It was up about an hour ago. So now it's 0.75% lower, but there are a few stocks that are falling more than most and a few that aren't falling quite as much. So I guess they're the ones that are outperforming. So, you know, a stock like Endeavour Drinks, you know, a fall of say 0.5% to 1% is modest compared to, you know, 4.5-5% fall for our market. Supermarket chains like Woolies and Coles, they're only down about 1.5 to 2. You know, pipeline owners like APA Group, that, you know, that tend to see business continuing sort of regardless what happens to the share market at the moment, it's also doing a bit better. But as far as the hardest hit, those stocks that are the most sensitive to interest rate hikes. So banks have been an interesting area of our market in the past week, Brent. So they're down about 3.5 to 4.5% at the moment on average, the big four banks. But since the RBA, the Reserve Bank, raised rates by 0.5% last Tuesday, our big banks have fallen on average by about 15%.
Gee.
So some really heavy decline. And the interesting thing about the banks is that often when interest rates are rising, it can actually be a positive for, you know, their profit margins for many of the banks. You know, the difference between what they're lending at and what they're basically borrowing at can start to grow, and that can be a positive.
Right.
The difficulty here is that last week the Reserve Bank raised rates by 0.5%. Most were expecting something less than that, about 0.25% on average. And there was one in every 10 analysts and economists that were expecting, you know, anticipating 0.5% lift. So that really also rattled our markets. And that generally has been seen as a negative, that if rates are rising much more, then that could be the type of thing that slows the economy down and then reduces demand for, say, new loans, because people might just get a bit cautious. Tech stocks, another area that's done quite poorly. They can be quite sensitive to higher interest rates, especially those that aren't profitable yet. So, for example, Novonix, Block, the company that bought Afterpay earlier this year, it's down 17% today. Property stocks as well, they can come under pressure because, you know, higher rates can mean higher borrowing costs and lower property values. So they're generally falling. Retailers also falling quite heavily. So just today, Harvey Norman, JB Hi-Fi, Adairs, the bedding company, they're down about 6.5%. We've also got Flight Centre, Webjet. You know, these stocks are down about 7%. Again, you know, people are spending more on their mortgages or just more cautious with their money. They're less likely to go out there and actually spend at the shops. And the miners, they're not immune as well. So, you know, anything that could slow down demand for growth, for building, you know, for construction, et cetera, that can hurt these stocks. So Fortescue Metals today is down 9%. Rio's down 5.5%. BHP's down 5.8%. So not a nice day for a good day for our market at all. Still a long way, you know, above where we were, say, at the worst of the pandemic. You know, to give you a sense, the ASX 200 was, at the moment, it's at 6,629. At the lows back in 2020, you know, when we started to just come to terms with the fact that it's the pandemic, the ASX 200 hit 4,402.
Right.
So at the moment, you know, we're still, you know, significantly above
we're
those
still ahead.
At least.
I've got to go to the news. I thank you for your time. You always do such a wonderful job for us. Thanks, mate. It's nice to catch up with you, Steve.
My pleasure. Good to hear your voice, mate.
See you, Steve. Bye-bye. That's Steve Daglian explaining what's happened today in the ASX. He's from CommSec.